Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Monday. The Messiah Promise, Part 1. When Jacob, the grandson of Abraham, was on his flight, fleeing from his brother, he tried to get away, far away, from the hatred of his brother, because he had betrayed him. And then in the first night, he slept there, the countryside, lonely. And then he had a dream. In his dream, he saw a ladder going down from heaven to the earth, to the very point where Jacob was on earth, sleeping. And then he got a promise. In thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Genesis 28, verse 14. Now that's a promise, isn't it? All the families of the earth will be blessed in your seed, because Jesus Christ would come out of this seed. And Paul, in his epistle to the Galatians, wrote in chapter 3, verse 29, "And if you be Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Being an heir, that's something fine, isn't it? But it doesn't help if someone says, "You will be my heir," but he never writes it down. And you can't find the testament when a person is dead who promised you that you would be the heir. And if you didn't say, but he told me, the one who is dead now, he said to me, I will be the heir. Yeah? Is there anyone who can testify for this? Well, we were alone and forget it. Is there a testament? Is it written? Is there a signature? Yeah. And here we have got a signature by the Almighty. If you are in Christ, what does that mean, being in Christ? Being in a close connection to Christ. Being in a loving relationship. Being in a trusting relationship with Christ. Being in a relationship of obedience with Christ. This means being in Christ. Then you can rest in him. Then you are protected by his blood. Then you are on the side of the winner. Being in Christ means no more death. And even when you die, he will resurrect you. So what's the problem? It's just a time of sleep in between. Sleeping is not so bad when you are resurrected afterwards. Here we find that even the offspring of Abraham, those who trust in God as Abraham trusted in God in the same way, not seeing in reality anything of the promise in a moment, and nevertheless trusting in the word of the Almighty, trusting in his word, and he will be blessed. Because out of the Israelites the Messiah would come, and he pays the price for your sins. Therefore we are safe. So the complete fulfillment of this promise was only in Jesus Christ. And then we got 100%. He paid the price. He did everything. And if you trust him, if you love him, and if you follow him in obedience, what can happen to you? You will be resurrected. You will be saved. You will live with him in eternity. Praise the Lord.